Mention Mexican food, and many people think they already know the score. They start picturing tacos and burritos, chips and salsa, gobs of sour cream, and rivers of melted cheddar. These are the touchstones of Tex-Mex cooking, and that's what many of us were raised on when it came to Mexican food. For the record, I still love that stuff. But consider how the differences stacked up during a recent meal at Del Fuego Taqueria, an uptown eatery that's part of a wave of new Mexican restaurants arriving in New Orleans. The meal started with chips and salsa, all right, though the chips were big, palm-sized tostadas, still warm in their basket. And the salsa, one of seven on the menu, was a deep, dark, smoky chipotle and garlic concoction. Tacos, built with fresh, toasty-tasting, soft corn tortillas, were filled with roasted goat, rich, pleasantly chewy, a little gamey, and cut by bright, ripe guajillo chilies. For dessert, a tres leches cake, but here with the sharp slash of ginger, a toasted meringue cap, and little cubes of macaroons strewn like coconut croutons over a scoop of plum ice cream. There is a lot more to Mexican cooking than Tex-Mex, and more of its rich diversity is beginning to show up in New Orleans as a bumper crop of new Mexican restaurants move in and stake out their own turf. Del Fuego Taqueria is just one of many new recent examples that have come in fast and frequent. In the past few months alone, the Middle Eastern restaurant Biblos on Magazine Street was converted into the Mexican restaurant Araña. The Pan-Asian eatery Lucky Rooster was turned into another location of Juan's Flying Burrito. And the upscale seafood restaurant Rio Mar in the Warehouse District became a super casual counter service cantina called Tacos and Tequila. Uptown, there's the unrelated Tacos and Beer, the expansion of a Slidell concept. And in the Warehouse District, there's the tucked-away taqueria La Casita. In October, the homegrown celebrity chef John Besh and his Food Network friend, Chef Aaron Sanchez, opened their new Mexican restaurant Johnny Sanchez in the CBD. And in Central City, there's Casa Borrega, a taqueria and music venue with one of the nicest patios in town. These are all recent additions, joining the area's longer-running Mexican restaurants. So why are they getting so much company now? Well, restaurateurs seem to like the taqueria format, which can be casual, relatively inexpensive, and social. That all speaks to bigger dining trends afoot right now. Heck, a lot of Mexican food has been gluten-free before gluten-free food was cool. But then, these new eateries align with another trend, with diners taking a greater interest in the roots of a cuisine, in the regional differences and variety that restaurants can bring to the table when they mine more of a cuisine's source material. We've seen that happen with Italian food, and now it looks like Mexican is getting its due. Still, there are plenty of familiar signposts along the way. After all, at any of these restaurants, tortillas provide the framework, and as the parade of margaritas attest, tequila is still the lifeblood. Learn more at wwno.org.